It is Thursday, August 9th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. The KUAF website giveaway is offering event passes to the Fayetteville Roots Festival, August 23rd through the 26th. One winner will receive 2 4-day passes, which include Friends of the Festival backstage concert passes, late-night passes, plus the main stage. Artists include David Grisman, John Prine, Daryl Scott, and more. Registration and information are available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a multi-year art deal is finalized. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and Fisk University in Nashville will share a collection of incredible art. Plus, a key Republican leader in the Arkansas legislature discusses his party's desire to go slow on Medicaid expansion.
And what it takes to become an astronaut. I visited Colonel William Pogue at his home in Bella Vista to learn more about his time with Skylab and his spacewalks.
First, the Benton County Quorum Court this week approved a request to voluntarily annex two parcels of land into Gravett. The roughly 140-acre area is currently zoned as farmland, but County Judge Bob Clinard, who approved the annexation request, says the lots are being advertised for sale as commercial land. He also says this is not the first attempt to annex into Gravett following the annexation of Hiwassee.
There was another one that was quite a few parcels that was farmland, but I denied that one. The property was basically farmland, and there wasn't any particular need for them to annex into Gravett at this time. They had water, sewer, fire protection, police protection. I mean, there wasn't any particular purpose for them to annex.
The issue must next go to the Gravett City Council for in no fewer than 30 days following the county's approval. The City Council must then wait another 30 days before it can approve the annexation by resolution. Gravett Mayor Byron Warren says he supports the annexation, even if it means more farmland will be converted to commercial space.
Eventually, people will out there change over to commercial. Of course, it's zoned agricultural right now, so nothing in that area is zoned commercial. But as far as bringing in industry and business to the area and to our city, it's going to be a great benefit for the future, absolutely.
When Gravett annexed Hiwassee, it gained between 5,000 and 6,000 acres. Current annexation attempt is for just 138 acres.
Over the weekend, several U of A faculty, staff, and students received an email that appeared to come from the university, informing recipients that a new security message alert was available. The email provided a link that led users to a website where users could log in to check said security message. However, the email and the website were both fake. They were part of a phishing scam designed to steal user credentials in order to gain access to university user accounts. Scott Finley, head of information security at the U of A, says the scam was one of the more credible looking that he has come across.
This is one of the more sophisticated ones we have seen in recent years. Did not have as many of the telltale signs of incorrect English or things like that as part of the message, and actually used the university's logo. And, of course, the website was a exact duplicate of our Exchange mail server login screen. So that was very, very well done, and probably one that would catch a lot of people if we had not taken steps as quickly as we did.
Finley says that if users come across an email or any digital communication that seems odd or doesn't look quite right, they should report it to university IT security staff. He also says that the university, as with any reputable institution or business, will never use email to request user credentials, such as a birth date or social security number.
The city of Fort Smith will soon begin its 12th Citizens Academy, where residents get a behind-the-scenes look at how various divisions of the city operate. City Communication Manager Tracy Winchell says that program has been a popular one over the 6 years it's been offered.
We typically wind up with 25, and these are dedicated citizens when they go through 12 weeks. And technically, we have 13 sessions because we make a trip to a city director's meeting, which is on a Tuesday night. So by the time they're done and they graduate and they get their certificate, they've got about 30 hours in, and they have a better understanding of what it takes to make the traffic lights work and the distribution of the water system, and how that requires 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week monitoring and crews. And it's quite an eye-opening experience.
Participants will visit the P Strait wastewater facility, learn from police how to execute a traffic stop, and have dinner at the dump, when they visit the city's sanitary landfill. The Academy begins Thursday and will meet for 12 weeks through November 1st, and each Thursday's night session will normally end by 8:45.
Former Razorback Wallace Spearman Jr. will go for the gold in the finals of the 200 meters in the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Spearman ran in the 200 meters semifinal round Wednesday, finishing with a time of 20.02 seconds, just 0.07 of a second behind his season best time of 19.95 seconds. This will be his second run for the gold, as he made it to the final round of the 200 meters in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Other former Razorbacks competed but did not advance Wednesday. In the first round of the 5,000 meters, Alistair Cragg ran for Ireland, his native country, and netted a time of 13 minutes and 47.01 seconds, putting him in 31st place overall and ending his Olympic bid. In the pole vault qualifying round, former hog Jeremy Scott finished in 15th place with a final height of 5.5 meters. However, misses earlier in the day kept Scott from the finals.
Last night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals beat the Midland Texas Rockhounds, winning the game 5-4. Last night's game, the first in a three-game series in Springdale against the Rockhounds. Next game tonight at 7 at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. And tonight, mostly clear, a low of 62 in Northwest Arkansas, upper 60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85 in Northwest Arkansas, 89 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Sounds odd, doesn't it? Welcome, but odd. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 56 in Northwest Arkansas, lows in the mid-60s for the River Valley.